Hello, this is Mary Stuart Adams with the Storyteller's Guide to the Night Sky. There's a total eclipse of the moon Wednesday morning, visible throughout Michigan and across North America. This eclipse, which is the second in a rare series of four total lunar eclipses, begins at 5:15 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. 2.5 hours later, the sun will rise in the east, and the moon on the opposite horizon will set, still in eclipse phase for northern Michigan viewers. During Wednesday's eclipse, the moon will appear to move through the region of the Pisces fishes and will also appear just half a degree above and right of the planet Uranus. Uranus was the first planet discovered with the use of a telescope in 1781. It is just barely visible to the naked eye and is better viewed with binoculars or telescopes. If the moon were not being eclipsed by Earth's shadow Wednesday morning, it would be too bright and Uranus would not be seen. But let's consider Uranus a little further. In ancient Greek culture, the name Uranus is associated with the primal god personifying the sky. Uranus was born from chaos, the primal force of the universe, and had no father or mother. His name is sometimes interpreted as rainmaker or fertilizer. He came every night to cover the earth and mate with Gaia, but he hated the children she bore him. These were the 6 sons and 6 daughters known as the Titans, as well as 3 100-handed giants and the 1-eyed Cyclops. Uranus banished his monster children to the underworld, but was eventually overcome by one of his Titan offspring. He became the vanquished god of an elder time, eclipsed by successive generations which he had brought forth into the world. In this way, Uranus became associated with the type of change that heralds the future. When Wednesday's eclipsed moon reaches greatest totality at 6:55 a.m., look for Uranus just below and left of the darkened moon. This is Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.